This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, another dry week is expected across the Columbia Basin as a high-pressure ridge will continue to be the dominant factor in the weather pattern. You can look for the ridge to flatten somewhat tomorrow when a weak Pacific disturbance moves across the area. This disturbance will bring some light showers to farms near the Blue Mountains and Cascades, but most of the Columbia Basin will remain dry. Now it looks like the ridge will rebuild along the west coast this weekend and continue into next week ahead of a potentially stronger Pacific trough around the end of next week. So the fog and low clouds which plagued the southern third of the Columbia Basin yesterday will likely continue today, but then decrease as we get into Wednesday and Thursday as the high pressure ridge and the inversions weaken. Fieldwork should be able to proceed in most areas for this next week. Light winds will be the rule for most days. Soil temperatures, though, have taken a 5 to 10 degree drop and are now in the mid-30s to lower 40s. This, combined with average air temperatures in the 30 to 35 degree range the last few days, means that wheat and pasture development has almost come to a halt. We should see a return to above normal temperatures the last half of this week. A return to inversions and areas of fog is possible early next week, however. For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.